Blog Talk Radio.
What?
Crash days are here and we're in need of a sign. Searching for God in places we won't find Him. Questions from those who believed once before have gone unanswered, all because of doubt. So don't get weary, don't be dismayed. He tilts on His throne with all power in His hand.
Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Our God still reigns, supreme and holy above all. You have tuned in to Laborers for Christ Midweek Prayer and Teaching Gathering, our spiritual growth and development time, where we come together to praise and pray and worship and learn, studying the Word of God, learning the names of God, applying them to our spiritual development. And so as we start this month of March off on such a glorious, glorious note of our entrance into the promised sanctuary for Laborers for Christ, located at 150 East 124th Place in Chicago, Illinois. Hallelujah. We're coming to you remote from there. So come out and join us. We are there. We are worshiping and unpacking, dedicating and organizing and preparing the sanctuary for the people. And so we want to each month bring to the remembrance of the people the 2020 prophetic declaration. And so we're going to share that with you this evening and then go over some of the awesome, awesome ministry opportunities that are available to you. This is high time spiritually. There is much activity on behalf of the kingdom, and we implore you to join us and share with us and share your ministries with us as well. And so we will start with the 2020 prophetic declaration. LFC is extremely excited about this upcoming year, this year as it is unfolding and revealing the manifestation of the promises of God and the entering of a new decade. We have declared 2020 as the year of the strategic crossover, the year where you will see what the Lord has said. The Lord of the Lord declare a word, and he says, but Israel stretched out his hands and crossed his arms, laying his right hand on the head of Ephraim, the younger, and his left hand on the head of Manasseh, the firstborn. And he spoke thus, and so this comes out of Genesis 48:14-15, the voice version. And it is indicating that what was the traditional, where the elder received the blessing, that he crossed over and put the blessing on the head of the younger. So we believe God is strategically speaking blessings over us in 2020 that will radically change our life. We decree that you will not misfire in this season, but that we will bullseye in our spiritual targets. The latter years are about to be greater than our former years. God has placed his hand over us, and we are headed in a new direction. God is guiding us towards his divine and strategic plan for our life. 2019 was the year of the eye in Hebrew, and this year is the year of the open mouth. We ended a decade seeing, and we are beginning a decade declaring. We will declare what the Lord has said, and we will see what he is saying. We are entering a new decade and a new era of creativity. God said, and he saw. And God saw everything created, and that it was very good. Genesis 1:31a. This will be the beginning of our good decade. You will behold great promises and walk in strategic blessings that God has prepared for us and our families. We are declaring momentum, maturation, manifestation, miracles, and mantles over God's mission, mandate, and ministry in our lives. We declare, let the mantle of innovation, inspiration, and creation be released over us in 2020. And may we walk in double. Hallelujah. Walk in double doors to the ministry. Double doors with double in within the doors. God be the glory for that manifestation. And that we will be divinely focused. And may all-powering hand of God be over us like we have never experienced before. We pray, may God use us to bring the kingdom of this world into divine alignment with the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We speak not only happy new year, but a happy new you. And glory to God, he is bringing it to pass. It is manifesting itself right before our very eyes. For now, the gates are open, and we made our official entrance into the land that God promised us. We are asking that all LSC members, partners, affiliates, families, and friends join us in this historic worship experience. Our first service was Sunday, but there will be many services bringing about the dedication of this sanctuary unto the Lord. And we thank you for every seed you sowed, every prayer you prayed, the love and support that you have given towards this house throughout this incredible journey. Thank you for standing and praising God with us in this process of possessing the land God promised us. We celebrate this historic worship experience, and we ask you, meet us there. Meet us at our prayer gathering this Saturday, March 7th, at 9 a.m., Apostolic and Prophetic Prayer Strategy Breakfast at the Oaklawn Hilton in Oaklawn, Illinois. And we invite you to be a part of an interfaith prayer and worship experience. I believe the tickets are just about sold out, but you can purchase tickets late, but at a slightly higher cost. So if you are interested, we ask you to email Sharita Tate at yahoo.com. And we prayed on Tuesdays from 6 and then again at noon. I'm sorry, yes, from 5 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. We were praying on behalf, and we are now praying for the focus and for the strategy and praising and thanking God going forward. So we are continuing in this discipline of prayer, coming together, together on one accord. And so we do ask that you join us at one of the prayer hours so that we might continue to be in unity as we possess and occupy. So the CCTI Unit 1 is coming to a close, a powerful time, the name of God, knowing his name and getting the invitation to know him. It will resume later this month for you to continue to look for the announcement. It is a very powerful, and we will gathering of the saints under the teaching and of Apostle Dr. Shawnette Houghton, an ambassadorial prophet Michael Henderson, with special guests from around the country. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful time. We have the Seattle gathering coming up April 17th through April 19th in Seattle, Washington. Register now for the College of Pastors and Elders. College of Pastors and Elders. Register now. Get your airline tickets. What an awesome gathering it's going to be. The registration cost is $100. And if you require overnight accommodation, if you require overnight accommodations for the two nights, your total cost is just $100. The registration fee is being augmented by the ministry for all pastors and elders. It will be held at the Doubletree by Hilton at Seattle Airport. And there's a complimentary shuttle service from the airport to the hotel. Everything that you need is being provided for you at an extreme blessed price. And we just encourage you to be a part of this awesome gathering. All elders and pastors, your registration form, and it is going to be at Grace Teaching Center, all one word, .org/pastor-and-elder-conference. Again, that's graceteachingcenter.org/pastors-and-elders-conference online, and secure your place at this conference. And we're also having a conference coming forth in May 15th through 17th. Much activity going on, teaching and training and preparing the leaders and the saints of God for their calling, the College of Adjutants and Deacons and Ministers and Missionaries. It will be held with the host of Bishop Antoine Harrington and Adjutant General Apostle Robert R. Holiday. Again, it will be held at the Springfield Suite in Orlando, Florida. They have quite a bit planned for you, and it includes the intensive training, the Jesus Film Project Tour, the Wycliffe Bible Translator Discovery Tour Center, where they translate the Bibles in all the languages, the Holy Land Experience, the Quinea Fellowship, transportation in and around Orlando for a registration fee of $85. That's $85. And if you are interested, you need to contact the ministry here, and we can give you the full details. So come and learn and grow and serve. This is the hotel cost is $119 per night, and it includes breakfast. And with your suite, there is a refrigerator and a microwave. Some powerful things being done, wonderful details have been taken care of and presented for your full spiritual enjoyment. And so we will now go to the physical location at 150 East 124th Place and continue our midweek prayer gathering. You are live and on the air. We are waiting on the ambassadorial prophet. We do also know that in this new location, we are getting the cables and the phone services and that sort of thing together I don't know if there may be a little technical adjustments that have to be made, but you are here, you're on the line. We'll give you opportunity to share and to thank God and to praise God. Lines are open. You are live. So we will just start off with a prayer of thanksgiving and praise to God. We're praising God for the victory, for the manifestation of his love and his mercy. We're just praising him because he is such a holy God and he is such a long-suffering God. We thank him for the perfection of all that he does for us. We thank him for always hearing our cry and our voice, giving our problems his concern as well, thanking him that he moved mountains and he makes the path straight, no matter how difficult the conditions or the circumstances and situations may be. They are not greater than him. And we thank and praise him that he is a holy God, an almighty God, a God of the universe, a God of all gods, Lord of lords. We thank him that his name holds the power to empower us to do those things that he has called towering power and fire of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, so that we can be one with heaven's agenda, so that we will be always in communication with that which heaven will have us to know. We thank him that he is a forgiving God and a merciful God, and that there is an abundance in all that he does that is so beyond what we can ever ask, think, hope for, or even imagine. He has those things available to us. We are his dear children, and he loves us. He cares for us, and he protects us, and he provides so perfectly for us. He hears our cry, and he gives ear to even the desires and longings of our hearts. And we thank and we praise him for that. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you will continue to bring wisdom and direction and revelation into the house. Open our ears and anoint ears so that we will hear like we've never heard before. We'll see like we've never seen before. We pray that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened so that we will know the hope of our calling. Lord, we pray that you will examine our hearts, and that which is not in line with you, reveal it, O Lord, so that we might surrender and repent, O God, so that humbly we will walk with you according to your character, according to your reputation, according to your purpose, according to your will. We thank you, O God, that you give us the privilege to do so, to dwell in your holy chamber, to get that intimate relational environment that causes all the things of the earth to pale in comparison to you, where our priority will start aligning with you at the head. Lord, we thank and we praise you. We worship you, O God. We thank you that you renew the strength of your children as they work and as they labor, laborers for Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, that you are there and you are encouraging their souls and restoring their strength, oh, Heavenly Father, and building their faith. God, thank you that you make our way clear, that you lighted your path before us, oh, God. And your word gives us the character of our attitude as we walk, praising, and we seek, oh Heavenly Father, to serve you humbly and to love you and to love your people and to love, oh Heavenly Father, that which you have entrusted in our hands, so much so that we will give it back to you, oh God, according to the way you have desired us. And we praise and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Is there another that desires to pray? Is a patient available? I know that they want it to be available.
I'm available,
yes,
to pray until we get on the line.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Father God in heaven, once more again, we come to say thank you because we can call you our Father. We know there's none like you. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing for laborers at 150 East 124th Place. We thank you for our leader. We thank you for all of our leaders. And Father God in heaven, we just thank you most of all for your son, Jesus. We thank you for our family, Father God in heaven. Father, we not only want to go out in the communities at in Roseland, but we want to start at home. I believe I read in your word, you said charity begins at home. So we're lifting up the name of Jesus and been showing what you could do with pictures. And, oh, Father God in heaven, how you would release strongholds. Oh, Father God in heaven, we ask that you just open up eyes, ears, and heart to receive from heaven. We want to invite our families out to this place that they can just see what it is that you have done for the people to come and just rejoice in the name of Jesus. So, Father God in heaven, oh, we know that we have received the blessing, but we want to just share it with others. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to let the people know that just like when you when you told Moses to lift up the snake in the wilderness, that the people would look up and then they would be able to receive their salvation or they will be able to live again. So, Father God, if the people just can look out and see what you're doing when the name goes up, we're not saying that the name of Jehovah Witness wasn't appropriate, but Father God, when we put up labels for Christ, because we know everything that was done, he done it, he completed, we're just walking in his footsteps. So Father God in heaven, we just rejoice knowing that it is a privilege to follow Christ. And it's in Jesus' name I give thanks and I praise for everything you're doing, even when you have given me my new name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I give you honor, glory, and praise.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Is there a word someone would like to read from the scriptures? Just such a time of rejoicing and sharing, such a joy to just see God as at his word and see it manifest to us. I'm going to read Psalm 37, and it says, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thy dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Hallelujah. "And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gasps upon him with his teeth. the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, and to slay such as be of an upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the day of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of God shall be as the fat of lambs, they shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume. The wicked borrows and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talks of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spread himself like a green bay tree, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength. The Lord shall help him and deliver him. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Hallelujah. This is the Psalms that give us direction and inspiration. It gives us correction. It gives us a hope. It gives us a prophetic word. It gives us insight beyond our human ability. And so all whatever would come our way, if you look in that psalm, you will see how God has already done what it is we need for him to do. So we should be encouraged by it. And so we praise God for his word and for the joy and the power of his word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There he is. Is our prophet on the line? Okay. Hello?
Maybe it's just you and I, Overseer. Pastor Rogers.
There is other people on the line, but I just don't know what the prophet's phone number is.
We're here.
No. Hello? He's here?
Hello. Yeah, we're here.
Hello?
Can you hear
that
me?
Was...
Yes.
She had asked us to pray.
Amen. I don't know what the other person was saying. Can you repeat yourself? Okay, that's okay.
I think that, there's a
hello? You going to read a scripture?
Hi.
Hi.
No, I think there's poor reception at the church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so a lot of calls are dropping, and you can't hear anybody.
Oh, so is prophet there?
I'm not sure. I was there earlier. I couldn't get any calls.
Oh, okay. And I figured there would be some technical difficulties. So,
Yeah. No calls were coming through, and they were just dropping. So I think there's some issues that need to be, some kinks that we're working on.
Amen. 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 And yet the people of God have a voice, whether or not. So there goes on the line, speak. This song says, speak, speak now. You know, speak in praise and worship of God. Just a thank you. He is just so faithful to us and so gentle in how he cares and keeps us. And we thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him.
Overseer, I'll read a scripture about after Jesus walked on the water and what he wanted the disciples and the people to believe on him. Is that okay?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm in John, the 6th chapter, starting at the 20th verse. I'm reading out of the New Translation. He said they were terrified, but he called out to them, I am here, don't be afraid. Then they were eager to let him in, and immediately the boat arrived at their destination. The next morning, back across the lake, crowds began gathering on the shore, waiting to see Jesus, for they knew that he and his disciples had come over together and that the disciples had gone off in their boat, leaving him behind. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. When the crowd saw that Jesus was there, nor his disciples, they got into the boats and went across to Capernaum to look for him. When they arrived and found him, they asked, Teacher, how did you get here? Jesus replied, The truth is, you want to be with me because I fed you, not because you saw the miraculous sign. But you shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man, can give you. For God the Father has sent me for that very purpose. They replied, What does God want us to do? Jesus told them, This is what God wants you to do. Believe in the one he has sent. They replied, You must show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What will you do for us? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. As the scripture says, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said, I assure you, Moses didn't give them bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then he
Amen.
Said, believe. I am the bread of life. And I was yeah. just thinking that God has shown us. He has shown us what we can do. And now he's just given us his word again, the truth, that if we believe and we believe that it's he that is working within us, which he gives us all kinds of scriptures, then whatever it is that he say do, we're just to go on and do it. As we're on the line, we still come together and give what God is saying, even if it's just two of us. And I appreciate Elder Aver, you know, so it's three. God would always give us increase if we just be obedient to his word.
Amen.
So, thank
Amen.
You.
And I'd like to add, because there's really more than three on the line. I'm looking at the numbers, but it's okay, because there are some things, like you say, as we come together, and as you were reading that, it was like, what does God want us to do? And a lot of times, we pretty much know what he wants us to do. And I'm going to read the fifth chapter of Matthew, because it is the beginning of how we are to do what he wants us to do. Because he is establishing the principles for the kingdom of God. And as the church is being established, and as this new kingdom is coming forth, it's the precepts of the new kingdom are really in contradiction that were existing at that time in the church, in the temple, not the church, but in the temple. And so Christ came to straighten out some things and to teach some things. And he started in the fifth chapter of Matthew. And he said that when Jesus saw his ministry drawing large crowds, he climbed the hillside, and those who were apprenticed to him, the committed, climbed with him. I love that, that it specifies the type of people that were there, and this is why he taught them what their new attitude should be. It says, arising at a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions. So those that were not, they weren't stagnant, they were moving. They were climbing higher. This is what he said. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that cannot be bought. You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink in the best meal you'll ever have. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourself cared for. You're blessed when you get your outside world and your mind and your heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. So you're blessed when you get your inside world, your heart and your mind put right, then you can see God in the out. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're blessed when your commitment to God invokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, count yourself blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit you. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer even. For though they don't like it, God does, and all heaven applaud. and know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into the same kind of trouble. And that's from the Message Bible. That version being shared is from the Message Bible. It gives us a good indication of what our lives are to be and how we are to respond to the situation in our lives. And so we'll continue. Same chapter, Matthew, the fifth chapter. It says, let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. He's going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Generous Father in heaven. And it says, don't suppose for a minute that I have come to demolish the scripture, neither God's law or the prophets. I am not here to demolish, but to complete. I am going to put it all together in a vast panorama. God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground at your feet. Long after stars burn out and earth wears out, God's law will be alive and working. Trivialize even the smallest item in God's law, and you will only have trivialized yourself, made it trivial. But take it seriously. Show the way for others, and you will find honor in the kingdom. Unless you do far better than the Pharisees in the matter of living right, you won't know the first thing about entering the kingdom. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So it is so encouraging when we read very, very familiar scriptures out of another version, and you kind of get a living word look at in a current living impression and understanding, really an understanding. So I encourage you to read this. The fifth, sixth, and seventh chapter of Matthew is also presented as heart conditions that we should have. There are 33 of them, 33 conditions that our heart should take, a heart that's a loving heart, a forgiving heart, a pure heart, a humble heart, a non-judgmental heart, an uncritical heart, a forgiving heart, a true heart, a faithful heart. And like I say, there's 33, and they're described in these three chapters in the book of Matthew. Amen. So anybody else want to share?
I would, obviously.
Yes.
Overseer?
Yes.
Was that Matthew 5, 6, and 7, those 33 conditions of the heart?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Overseer,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I like where you were talking about where you started off, where you were talking about, where the scripture was talking about, you're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. It's just like God to wait until you're at the end of yourself, because you know, if you've got enough of something, why would you need anything else? If you've got enough of something, so He waits until you're out of it before He provides the miracle. That's what He kept saying. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there's more of God. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what's most dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are. No more, no less. That moment when you find yourselves proud owners of something. You know, you brought to the end of something, and you know when you come to the end of you, that's where you find Him at. You know, so I like that part. It kind of describes. Wait until you get to the end of yourself. I'm at the end of that. You know, I gave you enough of you to sustain you until you get to the end of you. Then you'll find me at the end of that.
Yes, absolutely. Such a wise God, isn't He?
Yeah.
And a long God. Yes, He is. Was there someone else too that wanted to share? Thank you, Magdalene.
Over to you.
Yes,
wouldn't that be just like that wrestling that Jacob had done when I'm trying to finish my homework too. When we wrestle within ourselves, and you find out that you have done all you can do, and you know you the only source you can go to is God.
Mm-hmm.
That's letting
Absolutely.
Go everything because what you have doesn't
That's
work.
Yeah. There's also that, like, sixth step in experiencing God, that crisis of belief. You know, there's something you've been doing a certain way, and now He's telling you, I can't do that like that no more because this is what I want you to do. And we do struggle for a moment until we are able, as she said, to release it, because actually there's no more rope. You really don't have much of a choice. And you do, because some people don't release it for another rope. And that rope is generally something that will bring addiction into their lives and something that will bring destruction as well. And so we have to just see, you know, just His long-suffering. Just so He's so knowledgeable and omnipotent and omniscient. He just knows everything. And, you know, and it's like... You know, He said even in the song, you know, for them that trust me, you'll be good. You won't have a problem. You ain't going to be made a change. Just trust me. I got this thing. And so I just love it the way He is constantly and continuously and unceasingly sending and expressing His love to us to draw us into a more intimate place where we can worship and really live the life and joy and then bring that treasure into the world just by our attitudes and how we live. So we do. We just thank Him for just even putting up with us. Jeez. Oh, that mercy. And we thank Jesus who intercedes. And that's why it's able to happen, because He came and he shed His blood so that it would cover us and our iniquities as we believed on that holy divine plan of salvation for man. So we thank God. Amen. So yes, that wrestling and crucifying and absolutely. Anybody else? Amen. Amen. So we thank you for your, it's not persistence, but in your diligence in being faithful to the gathering, no matter what technology does. And I was sitting here and I had asked earlier and I said, okay, it's coming and they're going to do this. But you know what? God has a plan. And, you know, we thank you that you're patient and understanding in just your heart's desire to seek God
and what he has, you make yourself available. Amen. And so no matter what technology does or doesn't do, God makes sure that we are refreshed in our gathering, that we are edified in our gathering, that we are rejoiced in touching and agreeing, establishing and decreeing some things on behalf of the kingdom so that his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So we encourage everyone, if you can, to come out on Wednesdays for prayer and gathering, and we will be on Blog Talk as well. And hopefully your prayer meeting will be on Blog Talk as well. That is the desire and the plan. So we are going to meet on Saturday. Excuse me. I pray you've gotten your tickets and things for the prayer gathering. It's going to be wonderful, wonderful. And then I'll meet you on Sunday morning in the sanctuary at 10:30. And if I'm not mistaken, there's also
Overseer, I know for sure that internet works in the new building. So there's already a workaround that I know about as far as Blog Talk is concerned. And I'll talk to Apostle about that. There's no need to take Blog Talk offline for Wednesdays or any other day.
Okay, well, praise God, because I like the service anyhow. So,
amen.
I surely would. So we do. We encourage you to be there at the church meeting after church. It's just don't forget to set the clock ahead. Time is springing forward this Saturday to Sunday, so it will, you know, be even earlier, Jesus, than 10:30 technically. Be on time, the fire starters being in their place, and just come to just glorify God. Glorify him with a sound that will reverberate throughout the world. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
So, nothing else, then. We will say see
well,
you.
Well, we'll see you on Friday, right?
You're talking to me on Wednesday. Wait, now, what?
Okay, what's Blog that? Talk Friday.
Oh, yeah, talking on Friday. Yeah, amen, amen. That's right. That's up. Okay. Yeah, and for those that are candidates, you talk to me tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
Talk to you tomorrow, so then.
Amen. There you go. I heard you. I hear you. Hallelujah. Yes, we stay touching and agreeing. There's no broken chains in this link. We will stand strong, and we'll march strong. We will edify and strengthen one another, and we are overcomers. Hallelujah. Victory and victorious. So praise God and enjoy and embrace and obey the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.